Welcome this 10th Sunday after Pentecost
to Queen Anne Lutheran Church. Wherever you are listening, whatever challenges you might be facing, we invite you into this space, one where you can hear the good news and proclamation spoken and sung, a time when you can be still and know God is God.
Today we welcome our guest preacher, Reverend Shelley Brian Wee, Bishop of the Northwest Washington Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Bishop Shelley, thank you for sharing your message with us for this service.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The gospel for this Sunday is from the Gospel of St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning with the 24th verse. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the bread, for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Good morning. I am Bishop Shelley Brian Wee, and it is my joy and delight to be with you today. Grace and peace to you from God our Creator, our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who gathers us together and sends us out into the world. Amen. Jesus says to his disciples and the crowds that were following him in today's gospel, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus first spoke these words to a people who physically were hungry. As you remember from last week's gospel, 5,000 starving people surrounded Jesus. And even if you didn't hear the scripture from last week, you know the story, right? Miraculously, Jesus fed 5,000 people from a couple of loaves and some fish. The people ate, and as it says in scripture, they were satisfied. Now, between the feeding of the 5,000 and the gospel that we have before us today, a few things happened. So I'm just going to give you a brief recap between those two stories. After Jesus fed the people, he was afraid, it says, of the crowd. Because this mob of people who ate their fill, he was afraid that they were going to make him their king. So Jesus left and he walked up a mountain to get away from the crowd and to be by himself. The disciples didn't go with him on the mountain. They left on a boat. Now that night, a storm came up and the disciples were really afraid for their lives. When suddenly Jesus showed up walking on water and the boat immediately landed safely on land. Well, then in the morning, the crowds who had so recently ate looked around for Jesus and the disciples. The crowd saw that Jesus and the disciples had left. So this crowd of people all went to Capernaum, where they hoped Jesus and maybe some more food was. The crowds of people, they got to Capernaum, and we hear another story about feeding a bunch of people, right? No, that's not what happens in the Gospel of John. There's not a repeat of feeding a bunch of people, much to the disappointment of the crowds, it seems. Instead, Jesus says to them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." And he proceeds to tell them, "Don't work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." So then the crowds, they ask, well, what must we do to get this bread of life? And Jesus says, no, that's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying to you is that I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So what do you think he means by this? Especially when he says it in front of these crowds of people who are expecting more physical food to eat. Well, first we must remember, Jesus did provide actual needed physical bread and fish for starving people. He had just fed them physical food the day before. He's not against feeding physically hungry people. And feeding starving people isn't just in the gospel narratives. Throughout scripture, we hear how God provides actual physical food. Manna for the Israelites in the wilderness. Through the prophet Elisha, God provided bread for 100 starving people. Through the prophet Elijah, God provided for the widow and her son. We hear over and over and over in scripture how God provides when there is physical need. But today, Jesus tells all of those folks gathered, perhaps waiting for some more bread and fish, that he is about so much more than a physical sense of fullness. There is so much more about Jesus than physical satiation. I mean, truly, if this was all that Jesus was about, having our bellies full, then those of us who have an excess of food, those of us who have an excess of things, those of us who have an excess of whatever, would be completely 100% satiated, satisfied, content, happy. And yet I don't think that's the case. Those of us who have enough food, or perhaps too much food, or perhaps too much of everything, can actually feel empty inside. Let me tell you a little story from when I was a child. My mom rarely bought cookies or cupcakes or donuts or any type of dessert from the grocery store. I remember one time though, my parents had their entire outdoor freezer, the garage freezer, stocked with Hostess treats. Now, my parents were part of a group that had sold these goodies at the county fair, and apparently they didn't sell well. So they had a lot left over, and my parents had stuck these leftovers in the outside freezer, probably until the group could figure out what to do with all the Twinkies and ding-dongs and snowballs that hadn't sold. But my sisters and I knew what we could do with them. My sisters and I, we had a feast. We stuffed our mouths full of the Twinkies and ding-dongs and snowballs. Whenever we had a chance, we ran out into the garage and we gorged. It was a wonderful few hours. But it was not satisfying. It was not satiating. We were not content and happy. We just wanted more and more and more. Even though we were actually feeling physically sick after a while. As a people, as a culture, sometimes we consume too much of a thing harmful to us because we are starving for something we cannot name. We grasp at things that will not satisfy us, and we gorge on that which kills us. We are hungry for something beyond Twinkies and ding-dongs and snowballs. And sadly, tragically, when we consume those things that do not satisfy us, it leads to us feeling lonely and anxious and separate. It leads us to addiction and despondency. In the end, it leads to death. Because we are hungry for something more. Today, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Today, Jesus asks all of us, why are you here? Is it just for the bread? As church buildings begin the process of opening up. Now, as the bishop, I also will make this caveat. As church buildings begin the process of opening up, taking into account your local infection rates, children in your communities, vaccination rates, ventilation in your building, and many other considerations, so be thoughtful, please. But as church buildings begin to reopen, I wonder what expectations there are. Why do we gather together? What is it that we gain? Why do we invite others to come? Why do we not invite others to come? Today, Jesus asks us, is it really just for the bread? I can't answer for you. But I can answer for myself. I can answer that what I am hungry for at this moment, what I crave in worship, in church, in community, are these things. I hunger for meaning and purpose. I hunger for connection. I hunger for community, for intimacy, for love. I hunger to know and to be known, deeply and authentically. I hunger for joy in this world. I hunger to creatively live and move and be in this world in all its complexity, mystery, and beauty. I hunger for courage to speak out when necessary and wisdom to be quiet when other voices need to be heard. I hunger for healing in the face of illness. I hunger for hope for those in despair. I hunger for justice and true peace and true wholeness and true oneness. I hunger for the deep polarization in this country to end. I hunger for people who have been marginalized by society to know, to deeply know and to trust that they are beloved of God. I hunger that when we physically return to our church buildings, that the separateness and loneliness that so many have felt this past year may end. I hunger, in short, for Jesus. As we begin this slow process of gathering together in person again, what is God calling you to do and to be in your community, in your neighborhood, in your family, in your church? What is helpful to continue? What no longer works? What is, you could say, a Twinkie? And what is, you could say, the bread of life? Jesus says to you and to me, to all of us, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. This is our message. This is a message for you. May you be filled with Jesus. And this is a message for all people. May we share this good news with all that we meet. Amen.
Barren land. I am weak, but you are mighty. Hold me with your powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Feed me now and evermore. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs and praises, I will raise forevermore. I will raise forevermore.
Rooted in Christ and sustained by the Spirit, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all creation. You call your church to be the body of Christ. Awaken all the baptized to the gifts you provide for carrying out the work of the ministry. Where the church is divided, knit us together and restore the unity of the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You command the clouds above and cause the wind to blow in the heavens. Watch over deserts and wilderness places. Regenerate rainforests, defend species at the risk of extinction, and strengthen the work of conservation organizations. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You summon leaders to respond to the needs of your people. Instill those who govern with patience when confronted with grievance and perseverance in seeking what promotes the well-being of the community. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You draw near to those who cry out for help. Feed those who are hungry. Reassure those who are despairing, and accompany those who are imprisoned. Rain down the true bread from heaven that gives life to the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You receive all who come seeking a sign of grace. Make this congregation a place of hospitality for those accustomed to rejection. To those who have felt excluded here or elsewhere, prepare us to welcome them in the name of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For whom or what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You provide food that endures for eternal life. Sustain us each day with the bread of life until we are gathered with all the saints and feast together at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We lift these and all our prayers to you, O God, confident in the promise of your saving love through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We thank you for joining us for this service. If you would like to hear other services or access the newest edition of The Quill, our newsletter, we invite you to go to our website at queenannelutheran.org. Receive now the blessing.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.